What's going on, everybody? Jesse, Corey, Flyers Alley. We are back for a little 2023 wrap up of this month here. It's so weird.
Can't even rotate.
I know.
Can't even rotate.
I'm gonna figure it out. Give me a second. I'm just gonna close it.
Just exit out of it.
Well, we'll see if it
pops back.
Pops back. Anyway, yeah. So we're gonna do a little thing here. Last episode of 2023, and yeah, I figured we'd come back for a little bit. How you been doing? Been a while. It feels like it's been a while, but I don't know. I guess it hasn't. Or oh, 2 weeks
before Christmas. You know, I had that little mental medical issue with, you know, my basement.
Yeah.
Rocking me out of commission for a while, you know. Of course, had to happen right at Christmas too.
Yeah, a couple. You know, dude Scott from work used to be part of the network. He got slammed with some stomach virus. I don't know. I get it for like 24 hours and then it's done, but I get absolutely slammed with it. But
yeah,
this is the first Christmas we weren't sick.
Stomach virus. I would have taken that over what I had.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah, mold is not fun.
It's also a landlord problem. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
All taken care of now.
That's all good. With that being said, make sure you guys go to or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley and go to our group and add yourself to that. Do got a lot of people that are adding themselves to the Old City group chat, group Facebook. We're getting a lot of things happening here. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and yeah, go to www.oldcitysports.com. Check out all that cool stuff. Go to our YouTube, subscribe to that at Old City Sports. When you do go to the website, use the promo code LFG10, 10% off. There's still stuff going on up there. New stuff's being added daily. And if you guys want to call in today, dial 302-367-7276. Tell us what you're thinking, and we'll put you live on the show. And we're going to jump directly into Alley Talk. We got a comment right off the bat. Chris Webman, what's going on, guys? What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, howdy, Chris.
It says that the Instagram's still on. I'm not going to check it, but yeah, I will check it. Yeah, I won't check it. Alley Talk's brought to you by Fanatics. Use the link in the description. Also use promo code 24SHIP for 75% off site-wide. All your Flyer stuff there. Yeah, we'll see. That's all I'm saying. We got some new things in the works for the new year.
Maybe not.
Me and Chris have been pretty fucking busy with a lot of that shit. I just said we weren't gonna curse, and there that is.
I'm glad I'm not the one that broke the mold.
Yeah, I don't even have anything for that. I guess it's one of
yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, go there, do that, and cool. So it's been a while.
It's a rust thing.
If I don't do it like all as often as we usually do, it just takes a little bit. Anyway, Flyers versus the Canucks. Flyers win 4-1. We got I don't know who that is. We got Igor Zamola scoring in the second, assisted by Forrester and Farabee. Sean Walker assisted by Tippett and Konechny, and Farabee assisted by Bobby Brink. And then in the third, you got Garner Hathaway assisted by Paling. So I just watched the West Coast game. So it's not, I'm not doing that. I started. Did you really?
I stayed awake.
I started and then,
I stayed awake. Was very happy I did.
Yeah. This camera thing's pissing.
I was going to say, I'm catching it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, it's that camera does that every now and then. We haven't used it in a while, so.
Glitchy.
Yeah, a little bit. But, yeah, it's a big win for me just because Yeah, Vancouver's on the up and up. I mean, if I can see their record.
Very, you know. Very, very good puck-moving team, by the way. They moved the puck quite well.
Let's see, who was in net for that?
That was Ersson.
Was it Ersson?
That was Ersson when he went out with his the dehydration.
Was it? I thought that wasn't the other night.
It was Vancouver, I believe. Yeah, it was Vancouver, and then Hart started Seattle. Oh boy, I kicked over the can of worms on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll get into that. whatever. I'm not looking too deep into that. But yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of this. They're a team that's gonna. They're definitely making the playoffs at this point. But I don't know. We never seem to have a problem with the Canucks ever. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's funny because, you know, Jim Jackson was talking. The only goal that Zamula had this year.
It was Ersson.
The only goal that Zamula has this year is against the Canucks when they were here in October. And he scored his second goal of the season against the Canucks this year. And if you put the videos side by side of Zamula's goals against the Canucks this year,
are they identical?
Spitting friggin' image. Like so close to each other. It's almost identical.
Chris says Ersson has been surprising me lately with how well he's been doing. It's actually really funny that you bring that up. And you know, I've given you a couple weeks. I haven't been really talking to too many people when Christmas happened. I was like, I'm telling you guys, do not disturb button is on. And it was on. I didn't talk to anybody. So I was talking to Chris a little bit, and I've been noticing in a lot of the, you know, I've been trolling, but not saying anything on social media. I've been looking, and a lot of people say, you know, I said this back in the day. I said, bollocks. I've been playing a lot of Harry Potter, so I'm getting a lot of this. You know,
you're full of crap.
I'm just going to say that. There you go.
I'll be the PG on it, but we all know what I really want. No, the bandwagon on the Ersson train is just absolutely sickening right now.
Not only him, what's worse is Sealer. I wrote an article called Sealer the Dealer when they first got him, and everybody gave me crap for it and was like, I have a segment later, which it is our dust up segment. But it comes with a conversation. It's not just going to be the video. It's not going to be, you know, the usual fight. It's not that. But I said, and I'm not saying that you didn't. I don't know if I said this when we got him last season before you joined Flyers Alley. And I was on the Ersson train. I've been on the Sealer train since the beginning. So, like, you got two guys here that, like, well, anyway, I'm not going to get into that, but everyone's jumping on. Everyone's jumping on. It's like, I don't have a moron of the week this week, so I wasn't talking to anybody. But
I think I did send you one, but it was not really that great.
Okay. We'll start a new year.
But here's the thing that gets me on that, and we'll obviously touch later, but it's just a quick snippet of it.
Yeah.
Sealer and Walker, two guys nobody ever heard of. We obviously got Walker in a trade, and everybody was like, oh, what's he going to do? Those are the two best defensemen we got going.
Didn't know anything about him when we got him. I didn't know anything.
Not a peep.
Sealer
other got than from... He was an NHL-ready defenseman.
Right.
That's all he was. And coming from the Kings, that could be a loaded statement.
The only thing about that whole trade that I didn't like, obviously, is when we got rid of Zach MacEwen. At this point in time, that trade is really, and we got Helgi Grans.
Yep.
I'm not sure how he's doing in the AHL. I don't know if he's even playing for the Phantoms or not.
I can look it up, but probably not right now.
If Sam, if you're watching, you know, give us an update on that. The deal worked out in our favor. Sean Walker's an absolute stud. On the Nick Sealer thing, Nick Sealer's an absolute. He in my eyes, he has been a monster since day one. Tuned up DeLaurier when we played Minnesota after he had gotten traded from Anaheim to Minnesota. I'll get into that one. I'm just saying the guys that said that, oh, I like this. No, you didn't. Jim Ivacone, you're one of them. You definitely called me out last year saying that I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay. That didn't weather very well. But You're still a good guy, I guess. Nerd. Nerd. But yeah.
Like I said, those are your two best defensemen you got going right now. I mean,
you know, Paling, I'm not talking defenseman or forward or anything like that, but Paling is really starting to, the guys that we've gotten, I now see where, another thing people told me that I was kind of stupid about when Keith Jones said on Missing Curfew, I think he was on, that they're not going to make too much, they're not going to make very many moves, if any, at the trade deadline because they're not, they just don't.
Don't screw the
what's
chemistry.
What's the point? Yeah, what's the point? If you're going to tell me, and this will settle, I haven't clipped anything in a while. I'll clip this because I have time. If you're going to sit here and tell me that you're a Philadelphia Flyers fan through and through, you bleed orange and black, whatever you want to say, and you're going to tell me that you want to trade these guys now and you don't want to go to the playoffs this year, if we could probably make a huge dent into the playoffs, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. You're ignorant to the game. If you don't want to, this team could make a dent in the playoffs. We're playing all the people that we played in on the East Coast. We've beaten, give or take Boston. I don't remember. I've been drinking a lot of alcohol lately.
I hate Boston.
So we all hate Boston.
Sorry, but yeah,
he doesn't like Boston either.
I know. He's up there though. My biggest thing is, and you know, Paling's another one. I will be the first to admit it. I said it on air. I was not a fan of the Garnet Hathaway thing. You said let him grow on you. He will grow on you. Like I said, I will be the first to admit when I screw up. I will be the first to admit when I say something and I'm proved wrong about it. Garnet Hathaway has proved me wrong.
Huge fan.
I always knew he was a little bit.
I didn't get that, by the way. I never got that jersey, by the way. I get my own. I'll get it.
I thought that was like,
I know,
numero uno on Jesse Christmas.
It's hard to do. But
like I said though, I will be the first to admit I said it on air.
Yep.
You probably go back to the first or second episode.
Mm-hmm.
I said I was not a fan of the Garnet Hathaway thing. You know what? He's proved me wrong. I always knew he was a little bit of a, you know, he could have the potential to be a loose cannon or have a couple screws loose, whatever. But the dude's a grinder. He's got, what, two shorthanded goals this year? They're throwing him out there on the PK.
If you got guys that can score and that can play the way that nobody else plays anymore, that's what Torts is doing.
Yeah.
And that's what Tockett's doing up in Vancouver.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. Did not know Mike Yeo was up there, too.
He's up in Vancouver again?
Correct.
Mike Yeo.
Saw him on the bench the other night, and I was like,
Wade calls him the bald-headed.
Kind of looks like Mr. Clean with glasses a little bit.
I'm not a fan of Mike Yeo. I'm not a fan.
I was more of an AV fan than a Mike Yeo fan.
Well, wait till that explodes. That's going to come out. That's going to come out soon.
Well,
wait,
I mean,
till that happens. And then you really won't be a fan of AV anymore.
But on paper, though.
But it's the type of coach that I'm talking about, yeah.
But on paper, though, that coaching staff we had with Mike Yeo, AV, and Michelle Therrien, it should have been 1,000 times better than what it was.
It's like three Mike Keenans. It should have been a lot more controversial than it's.
I'm not arguing that one either.
When it breaks, it's going to be one guy, and it's going to be like
the hammer that shattered the glass.
It's going to be bad. Chris chimes in. I'm very impressed with how all the young guys are doing right now. And Brandon says, I'll be at the Flyers Bruins game after the alumni game, sitting behind the Bruins bench.
Brandon, I expect a whole bunch of snaps of you absolutely chirping the crap out of everyone.
Listen, if you send me some pictures, man, we'll put them up.
I want solid chirps.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to Flyers games anymore. You put me all the way in the stands.
When Brandon was like, he wants to go to Pittsburgh, Jesse's like, absolutely not. I will get in fights.
No shot. But yeah, so. Let's get back on that. We won against the Canucks 4-1. That's a good win. The playoff ready team. They're going to be making some moves in the playoffs. So they're turning some heads. We can move on to. I wish my computer would do what I want it to do and move on.
I will say one other thing to finish off the Canucks game.
Yeah.
Was not expecting that from Atkinson though.
We're getting that.
Kind of. I got to be honest.
Expecting what? I didn't watch game.
Oh, you didn't see that? Oh, Farabee got absolutely obliterated right in front of the timekeeper's box.
Yep.
And Atkinson jumped the dude.
What?
Like jumped him from behind and just haymakered.
Shit, I don't think I could bring that segment up now.
I will find it.
No, I mean, I don't think I could do what I was going to do.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I was sitting there watching it and I freaked out so badly. Katie's like, what? I'm like, the dude who's 5'8" just took on a 6'4".
Hey, so there's a.
And that is, I'm going to tell you right now, that was all straight frustration on him, though.
Well, that's him.
Since the missing person poster.
I haven't.
Yeah, it was savagely funny.
A couple of people did not like
it. I don't care.
Chris says he thinks he's going to be at that game taking pictures, and he said that he's going to two Bruins games on. He has two Bruins games on the schedule. Yeah, we're going to be ripping that up too. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
So then the Flyers lose to the Kraken, which is this just makes me mad. 2-1. Kraken are struggling. Kraken won 29 shots to 28. Kind of weird. Konechny scores in the first, assisted by Lawton and Sanheim. And then, you know, a guy that I wanted from.
I do have it.
I'll take a look at it. I wanted Vince Dunn off of waivers. He was available. We didn't get him. I forget where. Fair
solid.
It was
solid.
Yeah, we didn't go after him. We should have. He's sneaky. He can fight. He's physical. He would have fit with us good. But they ended up winning. Justin Schultz scored in overtime. So I mean, I'm not even upset with this loss, just because I mean I'm upset that it happened with a team that sucks. But they're just winning. So I mean they're gonna drop something at some point.
I don't exactly remember the number of games consecutive, but they had what, a dozen or plus point streak going. I mean, that's great.
We've dropped down to fifth in the Metro.
That's because there's only 1 point separating two from five. I mean, Columbus is solidly holding the basement. Thank God for that.
Hold on. Divisions, yeah. I did conference like an idiot. Nah, never mind. We're third. Metro. 43 points. Carolina's got 44. We're tied with the Islanders, too.
But that's
third and fourth. Saying. Yeah, we're good. I clicked on the wrong thing.
But that's what I'm saying. If you look at that, there's...
I'm a little happier than I was. Like, what the hell was going on here?
But I'm saying, though, if you look at that, though, it's only like 1 to 3 points separating.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, we could win today. I mean,
that's honestly the tightest race in the NHL right now going.
Yeah, the Pacific, dude, is the tied of Vegas and Vancouver and Vegas are tied for 49. And under them, LA at 45.
45, 46, yeah.
Calgary's at 33, so I'm taking back everything I just said. But
I had no high hopes for Calgary tonight. Zero.
You know, their goalie, Markstrom, was the 1 year, and this is why I don't make a lot of comments on goalies. Markstrom was great for one season. Now he was great for one season so much that everyone forgot that like it wasn't like that before. Yeah, he's just not doing the deed this year.
Oh, so speaking of goalies, I know you've kind of nixed yourself out here. Did you see what Marc-Andre Fleury did the other day at practice?
Would he play with the cane?
Because he got called old.
I stopped talking to everyone in the network. I didn't stop watching hockey.
Reporter said something about, you know, how do you feel about becoming an older goaltender in a younger man's game? So he goes out and practice with a cane.
So next year I'm gonna have a
savage.
We're gonna have a segment that's gonna cover the whole league. Just stuff that happens. They didn't start him. They didn't start him against the Penguins. It was a request of his, and they didn't start it, nor are they giving comments on why they didn't do it. All they said was it was a coaching decision.
That's bad.
Well, it's just why, you know, you got, you know, this is probably going to be his last year. Yeah, he's definitely,
unfortunately,
he's first ballot Hall of Fame. So So,
well, he's only what, a few games behind Patrick Waugh or
right.
for wins. I think it's like 8 or 9 or something like that.
You don't do that. That's like I forget who it was, but it was a coach. It's not. Oh, it was Daryl Sutter with the Calgary Flames. Kids' family came into town, wanted to watch him. Bobo, he fucking benched him. Oh, there we go. So,
yeah, it's to be honest with you, man. That's a real shoddy move,
dude. And then they asked him, right? Well, no, that wasn't him. He was the one. A rookie came up from the minors, had a great night, had like 2 points, 2 assists, or something like that. And a reporter asked, "How'd you think about that?" He was like, "Who?" And then he was like, "Oh yeah, hold on, let me look at the score sheet." Oh, and then I was like, "Dude, like, are you serious right now?" Like,
that's it.
Someone else did it. Someone else did it too. I knew it was coming. Someone else did it too, but it was the kid's family came into town and they benched him and he didn't play. Like, that's unreal. Like, I don't know.
You can hit me on this one, but that's an ass hat move. It really
that's
is.
Okay. That's not bad.
But I mean, that's just
stay away from the big bombs.
The big bombs. I got you. No,
basically me.
I've been known to go on a few. Yep. No. Not playing Fleury against the Penguins, dude, is just like, that's like not playing. I mean, it didn't happen, but that's like not playing Lundqvist when he went to the Capitals, even though he had the ticker issue. Mm-hmm. That's like not playing Lundqvist against the Rangers. You know what I mean?
You know what you're doing. They know what you're doing.
You're giving the nice big old up yours. That's what you're doing.
Chris says, "Laugh my ass off." The effing Kane. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's like I said. That's just an up yours, man. And I think it's wrong.
It's like the Yandel thing. That will
that's
never
a bad subject for everybody.
I will never forget that.
No.
Wasn't that AV? You know, if it wasn't for my boy Nasty, I would release that shit right now and just level him. But I'm not going to do it. I promise I wouldn't.
Fair.
That makes me so mad.
Yeah, that was...
And even when Phil Kessel, the Vegas Golden Knights legitimately let Phil Kessel come out.
One shift.
And then he got on an airplane and went and saw his kid being born.
Yeah.
Anyway, that makes me mad. Let's get into Gritty Look Ahead.
Usually we're working on it by then.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. I still got a couple from last time.
I'm drinking pineapple Fanta, like... Well, no, yeah, right.
Green tea, baby.
Eating popcorn. Starting on
my homestyle chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should have gotten 2 of them bad boys.
Yeah, there's not enough in there.
5 of them. That's.
All right, let's get into Gritty Look Ahead. It's brought to you by Righteous Felon. Jerky, go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. And any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. I used it for Christmas. Dude, old man loved it. So he remembered it, which is absolutely
shocking.
Oh, I love this stuff. Got him a bar of Warlord. He's like, what the? Yep. But yeah, check that out. Make sure you guys go there, go to their site. They're a great sponsor and they hook us up. And they will be making it past the new year. So some of you aren't. We got a comment.
Some of you aren't.
Jesse just wanted to let you know, still didn't get my beer. I sent that. I don't know what that is then. He didn't get his beer yet.
From like a month ago?
I sent that the day after he said told me last time I sent that. I'll send him that.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Probably be easier giving it to him in person.
Brandon, send me your info. I'm gonna be on the road here the next couple of days. I probably can drop
Pottstown?
Pottsville.
He's from Pottstown.
That's
I don't know.
Brandon, send me your info, dude. I'll make something work. Nah, I'll do what I can to make something work.
Well, if you're gonna do that, let me give you some extra stuff to make him, you know, for waiting, because that was like a month ago.
That's what I said. It was like a month ago.
Annoying, dude. Oh, holiday. Somebody probably took it. Or it opened.
Freaking porch pirates.
Or it opened. And they were like,
if it opened, they just.
Let's go on.
Threw it.
Yeah. It was only beer, so. Not like there wasn't anything else in it. Anyway. So, greedy look ahead. We got tonight at 8 o'clock, New Year's Eve game against the Flames. And we just went through that whole thing. That's not it. I don't think that's at home. No.
That's in Calgary.
That's in Calgary. So, let me look. I'm going to get back to the standings. I'm going to kind of see what it would look like today. Yeah. So, today the Flyers would be... We'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'd play the Islanders.
Oh, well.
Jesse's favorite team to play against with their boring ass style.
It's the worst.
It's boring.
It is, but I'm going to watch it. I'd have to watch that, but.
I was going to say it's a playoffs. You're really not going
to
watch it?
Dude, my new. Let me put it to you this way. So, my new Year's resolution, I was going to talk about it on the living room show next month. I will only be drinking during the living room show for the entire month, every month, right? Flyers playoffs, if that actually happens, we're going to have to put that on hold until June.
That's back burner.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. We'll see, because that's Flyers hockey. You'll get that all the time. With that being said, yeah, so these guys are not, let's see what their record is. They're
rough.
Where are they? 14-6-5. Oh. So said
they
on the NHL
14-6.
Let me look again. Yeah, 14-16-5.
There, sorry. You go. Sorry. I was gonna say those numbers don't match up to game numbers.
Sorry.
14-16-5.
33
about,
points.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They're on a 2-game losing streak.
Yeah, well. Flyers beat the good teams and lose to the bad teams.
So. Hasn't been very relevant this year.
Calgary?
No, I mean them losing to bad teams.
Like, no, but that's been
that's usually what it is,
true of past seasons though.
So yeah, I guess we can go right into the next conversation. Can be.
I will take a win on that one definitely tonight.
Yeah, so Weekly Picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com or use the app, put in promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. Be smart, people. Use it multiple times and use different email addresses. It works. Yeah, so obviously there's only one game to watch just tonight. So I think next week, though, let's see what the schedule is next week. Are you messing with me? There we go. And next week it'll be the new year, so we'll see what. I'm hearing that it's a rough schedule. So yeah. So Tuesday we have. We should have done this with the last segment, but we're gonna do it this one. I didn't even think about next week.
That's okay. Just roll with it.
Yeah. So next week we have Edmonton at 9 o'clock in Edmonton on Tuesday. Thursday we have Columbus at home. Us, we're at home. Calgary at home at 1. Oh. No. What are you doing? What am I doing?
No.
Maybe I just won't drink 20 beers. Cut it down a little bit. You know, if I just ran around the block every day for maybe 4 times, I'd be able to do anything I want. I'm just so lazy. I just can't.
It's okay.
I'm going to do it. That'll be it. It's That'll okay. be it. I'll switch it. Run around the block. You can do it with me.
Wait, go ahead. Not a chance. There you go.
All right.
Too many knee problems.
You. Well, yeah, you. Well, mine are self-diagnosed.
No, mine were self-diagnosed and medically diagnosed and medically fixed and then self-diagnosed again.
Tommy chimes in. Gentlemen, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, brother.
Thomas.
Mine are also like the 6 a.m. flu knee. Like, go to by 7. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good. Let's go. Let's go do something.
Mine is my right knee shot. My left foot is, I don't know, probably still battling with a couple broken bones in it from like a year ago. I don't know.
I just say it's roofing, skateboarding messed me up. But
hockey and baseball have probably royally screwed me up for years. It's all right. I enjoyed it. I missed the game though.
Did you know that I want to try this real quick. Give me a minute here, people. I want to try something on line real quick. Dude, get out of here. I hate this new thing the phones do whenever...
Is that your phone blowing up? Because I kept hearing it in the headphones, and I'm like, dude, what is that?
Let's see if this works.
But it was yours.
Let's see if this will work. All right. See if this works. Yeah, so anyway, picks. I'm going to go with Tuesday's 9 o'clock game is going to be the one to watch. It's against the Oilers. They're back and forth. You know, they're doing good. They're not doing good. You know, they're whatever. I'm not going back to the standings. I don't care that much. But yeah, besides that, I mean, Columbus, don't really care. It matters for us for points, but Calgary, we'll see tonight how that goes. And then it'll probably mirror, you know, on, you know, Saturday, 1 o'clock. So,
I mean, with facing two teams that are, well, Columbus is in the basement.
Yes.
Calgary, probably close to it, maybe, you know.
They're close. They're really
I know they're down there. I don't know if they're all the way down there, but you don't want to take a loss to them.
Let me see.
It's not. Beating Edmonton is always nice because can't stand Connor.
Edmonton's not even in it. They're fifth place.
Yeah. The only thing they still have going for them is Skinner shows up about every three games, and then Dreisaitl. McDavid is not what he used to be.
So Edmonton's in fifth with 35 points. Seattle's above them with 37, and then LA is above them with 45. But then, like we said,
LA's is a game changer.
Well, they're in. So I mean, they're going to be in. But above them is 49, Vancouver and Vegas with 49 points. So the difference between the first, second, and third is big. But the difference between the third and the fourth and the wild cards are going to be, you know, 45 points to 37 and 35. So it's Calgary's not. No, they're a desperate team right now, which they could play good, but I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You don't want to take two losses to a team that are that far down in the standings.
Right.
I mean, we know for a fact that, you know, Columbus is woof, but, you know, you don't want to lose to those teams, especially in your own division.
32 points, Columbus. Well, 12, 18, and 8.
They're not the worst team in the NHL this year, are they?
Ottawa's at 26.
I thought so.
Chicago's at 24. San Jose's at 21. Oh, that's pretty bad. So I'm going to go with I'm going to change that. The best game to watch is going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be Thursday.
And we lost to San Jose.
Like I said, we lost to, who was it last week? I know we shouldn't have lost them, though.
Both are blanking out.
I don't remember. Let me see. They won't tell me because the NHL app is absolute dog crap anymore.
I just go back through fantasy hockey and look to see who Walker played against.
Well, I could do this. I've been using the score, but like it takes so long to get to where I need to go. That app used to be so easy to use. Now they adjusted. Now it's absolute
garbage.
Caca.
I stopped you before you.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Popcorn's a bad idea.
It's a great idea, just probably not for right now.
Yeah.
So you're going with Thursday against
Columbus.
Columbus.
Yeah. See what good Branson wants.
These hands. wait a minute. Good Branson's out. I got him on my fantasy. So he's day to day.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'll still stick with the Edmonton game.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. It's a tough week. I mean, you got Edmonton, you got Columbus, and then Calgary. I mean, they're all bad teams right now. So this could be a really crucial week for the Flyers. They win in regulation every game, dude.
Woo. That puts us probably only about 5 points behind New York then.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see. Well, I saw some videos of their goaltender, Merz Lincoln's, fighting Tom Wilson.
You don't want that.
It happened.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was in the net. Wilson's like, what are you doing?
You don't want that.
No. I don't know. Merz Lincoln's, I don't know what you're doing, buddy. That's by the way, that's Christmas that present. I don't know if you saw that over there.
Nice.
Wow. I got hooked up, bro.
I dig it. No, I like it. Cool.
If you look at it close, like I had to break it down, but if you look at it close, it's pretty cool. Mother-in-law gave me that. Anyway,
Well played, mother-in-law.
Yeah. Let's move it up and smoke. All right. Up and Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke and at www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your gummies and I guess THC drinks, but not
anything but vapes.
Not the vapes. Doesn't include that. And this is going to be this bad boy.
That's out of frustration because he
just adds on to the segment. That works.
That's why I gave it to you right now.
That works. That guy's got to, he's got to kneel down. If he stands straight up, Atkinson's coming with him. yes, this is going to be mine. Atkinson missing. I'm actually going to see if I could actually do something here. Take a gander. Because it should tell me what I need to know from the roster. You know, what Cam Atkinson's right here. Let's take a look.
No goals in the last.
No, he scored the other night. I think he scored the other night.
Okay, first goal in games.
Let's see. He has not scored, and I'm just looking here. I'm not gonna go crazy into it. In the past, 5 games, yeah. He has not scored.
I think it's even more than that.
Right now, 2023-24 season, 35 games played, 8 goals, 9 assists, 17 points, and a dash .9.
17 points.
Yep. 17 points. So,
all right. Well,
I do like the action that he did. That I didn't see. I didn't watch the game.
I really do believe that is out of frustration because he is not performing the way he should be, and I think he's maybe starting to feel a little bit of the heat from it. And as well,
what game was that?
It was Vancouver.
Vancouver
jumped. What is his name? Juleson or something like that? Or
God.
I don't remember.
I don't fucking pay attention. Well, here we go.
Juleson, JUULSON.
Oh, yeah.
What an interesting spelling. But anyway, I feel like that was more out of frustration for him to do that because he's been so unproductive.
There's a big. My problem with Atkinson is it's the same problem that we all have. Well, no, I'm not putting us in that category. That everybody else has with, so Morgan Frost is having the same problem right now. So if you click on Morgan Frost, you remember, okay, so 17 points, right? Morgan Frost right now, 25 games played, 5 goals, 5 assists, 10 points plus six.
Okay, so 10 points plus six, and he was what, nine games difference?
So,
7-game difference?
Last season, Morgan Frost, 31 goals, 48 assists, 79 points, dash 20. So the dash 20, you got to kind of get that out of there. People, that's an unneeded and it's a very unresourceful stat, I would say, because I mean that wasn't a bad season for Morgan Frost.
No.
You can dash 40, just you gotta get anyway.
I really do. I kind of hate the plus minus at the same time because if I'm on the ice during a power play,
it's situational.
It doesn't go against my plus minus. Come on, that's stupid.
It's situational.
If you're on the ice for a goal, you're on the ice for the goal. Doesn't matter if it's on the power play or and it doesn't help. Your plus minus doesn't come into play for a shorthanded or a PK goal.
Have you ever played NHL, any of the games? I know you don't play now, but so there's a
NHL game I played was probably NHL 95.
Okay, yeah, so you don't know anything about this. There's a mode you could play. It's like be a pro, right? You create your own character. You could play up through the juniors and get drafted to whoever you want, or you could pick who you get drafted to. It's basically like an RPG. You make your own character, play. So say you get on the Flyers. If you're on the ice for a goal against, there's a rating system from A to F.
Okay.
And your coach he rates you by your gameplay. So if you pass good, if your pass doesn't get, whatever, so on and so forth.
Production.
Really, really developed by people that know the game. Like know the game of hockey, like it's really serious, it's really in depth.
So not by people from Flyers Nation.
No, not at all. Or Flyers Talk. So if you're on the ice, you get negative. Like it drops your score down if you're on the ice for a goal against. So like, I get it. It's the same system. Yeah. It's the same exact system. Yeah. So it's right. Yeah, you got to get rid of that because that's anyway. He's not a sniper. Atkinson isn't a sniper. Now, if he was when he was in Columbus, that's probably because they didn't have any other ones. They had Patrick Laine there, who's having an absolute emotional breakdown right now.
Yeah, he's falling apart at the freaking seams.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to tell you now. There's a couple guys that I've said that need to go in the at the deadline. He's one of them. I mean.
I have a thought process.
After seeing Morgan Frost's numbers here, I don't even know if I would let him go. I would a month ago.
We were just briefly talking before the show of possibly where Noah Cates could fit in afterwards. Well, guess what?
There you go. One of them. Yeah.
I could see potentially. I don't think it would happen. In order to probably put Noah Cates back in the lineup, you end up throwing a package deal with Atkinson somewhere.
There you go. Playoff contender is going to want Atkinson. And then if there's going to be a Frost that's connected to it, then,
Or basically what you do is, Tortorella's done this year. He sat Farabee. He sat Morgan Frost. He sat Forrester, he sat a couple of these guys.
I don't think sitting is what he did to Morgan Frost. something worse than that.
Well, yeah, but you get my. But what I'm saying though is if Noah Cates comes back,
yeah,
and Atkinson is still, on the missing persons poster, why not do the healthy scratch to him and let Cates, try and do what he does.
So if you're gonna
do a little bit of a shakeup, now mind you, I don't like screwing around with the chemistry of the team. I don't like that, but
let me look at something.
It's something that could be done.
Okay. Let's see. So they bring Cates back. Okay, so in the past five games, let's see, 0 goals, 2 assists, 2 points.
Minus six.
Minus four for Tyson Forrester. He's playing 20 minutes, against Jersey, almost 20 minutes against. He's averaging 20 minutes.
20 and a half.
Against Vancouver, he had 13 minutes and then had almost 20 minutes against Seattle. So if they're keeping Tyson Forrester in, someone's about to sit when Noah Cates comes back, because that's what people 100%. Want. That's what people want. The reason why Tyson Forrester's still here, and he started kicking up the ante a little bit, but then I think
now he's on the downside.
He's there because the fans want him there. Noah Cates is a fan favorite, so he's coming back. Someone's going to sit. It's probably going to be Morgan Frost, unfortunately.
It could be.
Yeah. I hope that it is Morgan Frost, because they're trying to showcase Cam Atkinson to trade Cam Atkinson. Morgan Frost plays, he plays his ass off. I'd hate to see him go, but
I agree.
That's what it is. Yeah, Cam Atkinson, show up. Like I said, I made that video for you, bro.
It was made like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's still relevant. Still relevant.
That's the worst part.
That's getting terrible distortion. All right, Temple Distortions brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out what Alex and Dylan are doing up on the mountain. If you're in the Jim Thorpe area, stop by. They usually have a cool food truck. When I was there, there was a lobster food truck. So,
just posted 5 new beer releases.
What?
I believe so. Did that mean I shouldn't have told you that? Because maybe I do have to come past there.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Five or four. I'll have to take a look, but I have some.
We'll talk about it. All right. Do the Flyers have the best goalie tandem in the NHL right now? Been seeing this pop up a lot. I saw it earlier this week, and then I saw it again today. Figured I would bring it up. We can do this. Sam Ersson, as of late, we'll just go season wise. He's got a 902 save percentage, two and a half goals against. He's got two shootout wins or shutouts. Is that shutout or shootout?
Is it? How is it listed?
SO.
Shutouts.
9 wins. 15 games played. Carter Hart, but now, so career, oh, I'm not getting into his career, but Carter Hart, come on, I was all the way down the bottom. Carter Hart is at a 915 save percentage, yeah, some of the week.
I was going to say, dang.
Averaging around a 2.54 goals against, 1 shutout. 9 wins, 20 games played.
So from what it sounds like, our two goalies are 2.5 goals a game with a 900 plus save percentage.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And also what, under the age of 25 years old,
yep.
Both of them?
Yep.
Actually, by far, probably the youngest.
Hart is 25.
Okay.
Let's see. Go back there. E-Dog.
Ersson's probably right around that, too.
26.
Okay, so we have a 26 and a 25-year-old goalie tandem in the NHL with 2.5 goals against and a 9-plus save percentage. I'm not mad about it at all.
So there's two that I would look into. So this one and this one here. What's happening here? I don't want the schedule. Oh my God, you're pissing me off. All right. There it is. All right. New tab. So I've been looking at the Rangers and the Boston Bruins. Because to be honest with you, no one else really has a goalie tandem that it flashes out at me.
Well, Boston, you have Ullmark and Swayman.
Swayman. Right. So Brandon Bussy, too. I don't know who that is.
Is it Gary Busey's cousin? I don't know.
So Omar, let's see. Omar.
Got him in fantasy. He hasn't been fantastic, but he's done pretty freaking good.
So he's at a 916 save percentage, almost 3 goals against, 0 shutouts, 11 wins, 18 games played. And then you got, so that's pretty good.
The the thing is with him, three goals against, his goals against is almost a 3.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at his stats last year. It was like a 199.
I could have, but he's gone now. So then you got Swayman, 929. Jesus.
Yeah.
Say 2.17 goals against, 2 shutouts, 10 wins, 17 games played. So him by himself right there is better than the Flyers. Better than the Flyers. Yeah. So now we got Jonathan.
Sorry.
Yeah. Not a bad backup, but not great for fantasy. This season, he's at a 916 save percentage, 2.41 goals against, 2 shutouts, 9 wins, 13 games played. You wouldn't know if you had him in fantasy. They got to alter that, too. Like, it's a lot. So, Shesterkin, 911, almost a 3 goal against, 2.69, no shutouts, 15 wins, 22 games played. Career 922 save percentage. Yeah, I don't think the Flyers have the best goalie tandem, but I will tell you, they're probably number 3. I'm looking, I mean, if you look, I mean, there's not really any teams.
I think for 26 and 25 year olds in the NHL right now, because like I said, I'm not sure how old Omar or Swayman is.
This would be one to look at. Vegas has a good tandem, but I don't
know. Jonathan Quick, he's in his 30s. I knew this for a fact.
Yeah, he's
35 every bit.
Okay, let's see.
Because so you figure he was on those LA teams with like Carters and Richards and everything. I mean, my God, Carter's still playing, but.
So the only other team, I just looked at all the teams. The only other one that I would look at would be the Vegas Golden Knights because they have a good tandem.
They're solid.
Logan Thompson, 902 save percentage, almost 3 goals against, 11 wins, no shutouts, 21 games played. His backup is Aiden Hill, who Aiden Hill has been a shark. Dude, he's been around. He's a traveled man.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
He's a traveled man. This year, 933 save percentage. Almost 2 goals against, 2 shutouts, 10 wins, 15 games played.
You're shitting. Sorry.
It's okay. That's impressive.
That's unreal.
It's impressive.
Hey, good for him. Good for him.
We'll still beat you guys. But yeah, honestly, no other teams really. Those are the 4. It's definitely the Rangers,
Rangers, Boston,
Vegas, and us. It really is. I mean, because when you even go to, like, say if you would go to, let's see, who has a good goal?
Well, you can't even go to Florida anymore because Vasilevsky's garbage anymore.
Well, no one has 2 that are solid. Vancouver has Thatcher Demko and Casey DeSmith. So,
and DeSmith played pretty well the other night until he just absolutely dominoed effect and. Thatcher Demko, like, I don't know.
Demko's 917 save percentage, almost 3 goals against, 3 shutouts, 17 wins, and 25 games played.
Yeah.
But then if you look at the Smith, I mean, this is the backup that's supposed to back this dude up. And it's 917 save percentage, 2.58 goals against, 1 shutout, 6 wins, and 12 games played.
So he's a 500 goalie.
Okay. It's just not a. It's not. I don't want to use the word. I don't like using the term. A lot of people do the sexy name goal. It's not a good tandem.
No. As for being top 5 goalie duos in the NHL, absolutely 100%. Are they the best? No. Are they the best for their age? Because you look at other age, you know, the ages of these goalies. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, Jonathan Quick and Igor Shesterkin, Not sure how old Linus Allmark is and not sure how old Swayman is.
Yeah.
But you have a 25 and a 26-year-old goalie that are going up against, you know, Jonathan Quick's what, a 2-time Stanley Cup winner?
Yep.
I mean, good for him. Guy's a definite veteran NHL goalie.
It's the goalie that was rated number one at the beginning of the season. Connor Hellebuck, 919 save percentage, 2.34 game goals against, one shutout, 17 wins, 26 games played. His backup, I've never even heard of.
That's
no, I've heard of him. He was with Vegas last year.
Who is it?
Laurent Brossoit.
Nope.
911 save percentage, 2.5 goals against, no shutouts, 4 wins, 8 games played.
8 games played.
Mm. So also, if you're not used to stats and such, people that have won games that haven't played that many, your save percentage is going to be high. So that save percentage doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but I'm saying 8 games played.
That's what. Yeah.
That's insane.
So
this many games into the season and you're less than 2 handfuls already. That's rough.
Yeah. That just means that Hellebuck's shoulder and he's dragging that team. Well, the best goalie, I think it does go the Rangers, Boston, Vegas, us.
So I said we're top 5.
Yep.
As for age wise, I think they are the youngest for the best, but they are definite top 5. As for the best in the NHL, no, they're not.
I wish somebody asked us that question because no one did, but I just saw it being asked. But we are not the best, but we're close.
I'll stay top 5. Yeah, 100%.
It's getting the beauty of the week. All right, Flyers Alley's Beauty of the Week is brought to you by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. Go to Tivoli, beer.com. Order it. It'll be delivered to your house. They may make it. We'll see.
Buy one, get one is over today.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I bet it goes into the new year. I bet
you. Well, it was supposed to end at Halloween.
I know, but well, it depends. I mean, I haven't bought it. I haven't bought it in a while.
I was at Dutton Bev.
I will.
I was at Dutton Bev. They had 6 cases left on the floor.
Mm. Mm.
And I asked the guy and I said, got any more coming in? He goes, the hell if I know.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay. I walked in the back and got something else.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I didn't want a whole lot of beer. I just needed a little something. So I went and got a biz.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. I got a biz and a Labatt.
You're really riding that Labatt shit, huh? Yeah,
I go on that kick every once in a while.
It's hard.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Really policing myself anymore is not fun.
I know you and Wade. Surprisingly, Wade actually does better than me.
I think Wade does it because he has a kid too. So
I have 2.
I understand that.
They curse.
I don't have any.
We got for beauty of the week. Got one?
I'm going to go with Walker.
Go on.
I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like that's a, I don't feel like that's a, you know, a plug.
Sip.
Bam. Shut up. No, I don't. I do the best that I can. What the hell is that?
My watch telling me it's time to drink water. I didn't ask for that. It came stock with the watch. I was like, wait a minute here.
That's when you look at it and go,
anybody got a Coors Light?
I'm not going to lie to you. I almost bought Banquet.
I had it for the first. Remember we bought that? I drag them all. Yeah, but
I like Banquet.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
I almost bought a brick of it.
We'll get in that.
I didn't though. I really feel like Sean Walker has definitely stepped up to the plate and then more this season. He's like I said, by far been one of the best defensemen we have that nobody really heard of. I mean, he had a power play goal the other night. Between him and Sealer, just the block shots is unfreaking real.
Plus nine. 12 points, 8 assists, 4 goals, 35 games played. Where is he? There he is.
I mean, he's not a very physical guy. I mean, he can hit, but his block shots. Bro.
Sealer is a plus 15.
I know, it's sick.
7 points, 7 assists, 35 games played.
And his hits and block shots are through the freaking roof, too.
So I'm going to show you guys who mine is, and I'll show you why. But we have to get into Dust Up for me to do that. Chris has a very interesting beer of the week.
I want to read.
Yeah, this. You're gonna. It's a little long, but for the podcast,
Chris Wedman.
For a podcast, and they fell out. Honestly, my beer of the week is Torts. This is some of the best hockey I've seen from these guys in quite some time. And you know what? He's kind of right. I mean, that's his this week, whatever.
1,500 games, by the way, and also his other wins.
He made a comment the other day, and now I'm gonna totally pump my own tires up right now. Being part of the media, you know, you get these videos right away. Like I got all the videos they're taking during the email, got them. Torch was talking about apparently Bobby Brink jumped somebody, or did something, stuck up for one of his teammates. And the reporter asked him, "Hey, how do you feel about that?" But a great question, by the way. I haven't heard a great question in a long time. It was a good question. Like, how do you feel about Bobby Brink doing this? You know, what do you think? He said, he needs to work on checking because I guess the guy lit him up, or I don't remember what it was, but he told him that he needs to learn how to check and learn how to take a check or do whatever. He's like, for his own safety. Now, for a coach to come out and say that. I like what he's doing, but he's got to work on that. Like flat out said, he's got to work on that. Him being so small and sticking up or whatever he did. But I think what Chris is on something.
Yeah, I love the they were talking to Torts. They interviewed Torts on
team has balls too, by the way. Can't forget about that.
Huevos. I think it was on Saturday, or no, it was Friday. They were interviewing him about his step up in the wins for coaches, and then his 1,500th game and yada yada yada. The one reporter asked him, I think it was in Vancouver. It was his 1,500th game, and the reporter said something to him about how do you feel as a coach, you know, with your team being as productive as they are, you know, you're going into your 1,500th game and your wins and everything like that. He goes, "We've already touched on that." Well, you know, Torts, we're asking you how you feel about climbing the list. He goes, "We already touched on that 2 days ago." He says, "Next question." I'm like, damn it, my man.
He don't care. I love that. He don't care.
And you know what? Al Morgani said it perfectly. The spotlight is not on him.
Yeah.
Al Morgani said the spotlight is not on him. He said it is on this team. He is not the type of person that is going to take away what the team has been doing production wise.
Right.
And to me, I'm like, you know what? I'm all for that. And I really think this is the coach. You know, I was kind of real hesitant.
Sorry. I'm trying to do something.
I was kind of hesitant with him about a few things, like his coaching style, the way he's so blunt and everything, but I loved it at the same time. Like you remember when he was with New York and he was trying to chase down, I forget who the coach was of Calgary at the time, but he was running down the hallway trying to chase down the coach of Calgary because they started the game with a line brawl.
Yep. Yes. I remember that.
It was fantastic. Tom Sestito, like, really, come on.
I used to like him. I'm a big fan.
He's a big fella. Give him that.
We're still live on Instagram, by the way. Just say.
No kidding.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Hey, it does.
So I don't have to have the screen off. I just have to go live and then see you.
Live and then next it.
Nice. That makes me happy. Not a lot does.
It's the echo.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. I'm going to give that to Chris. But yeah,
That's a good one, Chris. I really do like that one.
Chris also will appreciate this sponsorship too. Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15, 15% off your beard oil, soaps, shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. American made and always will be. We support our armed forces. Yeah, so let's get into this. It's yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then Fisher got a good one in on right hand. Right there. That was a left by Sealer that caught Fisher pretty good. And they throw each other down, basically. So let's see what the call's going to be. It'll be interesting to hear what the referee deciphers out of that whole thing. John Tortorella inches to two in his second season with the Flyers. By the way, Ole Matta is not on the Red Wing bench.
That a hard hit in the
first period, so yeah. Down to 5D right now. And we'll get the call.
The penalty is on Detroit, number 36, 2 minutes for hooking. Flyer gets 2 minutes for instigating, 5 minutes for fighting, and a 10-minute misconduct.
Oh, my gosh. You mean Fisher didn't get... he must have missed something. Wait a minute. Let's look at this again. I don't blame him for swearing. He's coming out of the box. So you got the linesman get over to keep them away from Garrett Rank and Chislan and Bear, the referees.
Now you're still getting a little bit of it.
I will gladly watch this all day long. I don't care.
Sealer for captain. I'm done, dude.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm done. When was the last time you saw anybody that intense? The entire league that intense.
And I'm gonna
this year.
This year, none.
There you go.
The last time I saw a Flyer that pissed off was probably when Simmons punched Rick Nash in front of the Rangers bench at a home game. Mm. And then Simmons tomahawked his stick across the ice of the ref. Mm. But that is fantastic. I love it.
Chris chimes in.
Garrett Rank blew that call, by the way. Horribly
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, dude.
Horribly bad.
He looked like he was going to drop a ref. Now this
don't
is,
do that.
Now here, so here's the thing. Yeah, Sealer needs a letter, flat out. Doesn't need to be the C. You need to give that dude a letter. Not only is he playing, not only is he blocking, so he's doing everything the Torch wants him to do.
He's more than stepped up to the plate.
Absolutely. You better give him a letter. The dude, whoever he's getting his hands on, looking like that, I pity the fool.
Put the fear of God in Garrett Rank, that's for damn sure.
That call, John Scott said it's you're gonna start seeing some things happen to the officials. And now I'm over this whole thing of touching the official. I'm not into that or whatever. You're gonna start seeing some stuff happen here because they're just getting Gary Bettman wants that aspect out of the game. Now that's what he's trying to teach a lesson. Torch doesn't care. So the team can get the players can get suspended, they can get fined, they don't care. These guys make how much money? These guys make $5,000 to them is like there's like $2.
Yeah, but Torch is the wrong guy to
right
not give a damn.
Well, the problem is that the officials are it's around the league now, and now it's other leagues are talking about how bad the officiating is happening in hockey. So John Scott's saying, he's like, you're going to start seeing some things happen to the refs here. He's not saying whether it's going to be the refs getting put in bad situations, but it may be because these calls they're atrocious.
That was just terrible. That was terrible.
Well, I don't understand the instigating thing. So are you going to combine these two penalties into, what was it? 2 minutes for fighting.
Well, it's two minutes for roughing, 5 for fighting, a 10 minute misconduct and an instigator.
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Or 2 for instigating, 5 for fighting, a 10 and a game. So he got.
This is what John Scott was talking about. Chris says, I mean, I think the refs should be fine. And we had talked about that. John Scott brings it up. Also, Eric Moore chimes in. What's up, guys? What's going on, Eric? Something's going to happen here. Like, this is going to be bad. This is bad news. Because, I mean, now, I mean, look, I mean, I don't want Nick Seeler to get his hands on a ref or anything. But look, dude, like, you got to. So now you're saying, so that statement of making that call says that you're not allowing fighting in the game anymore.
I think Seeler is definitely pissed off at the whole situation. I think he's a little bit more calm than to go and grab an official.
No, he threw an official his first year with the team. And fought Jamie Oleksiak and pumped his, you know.
I'd pump his head up myself.
No.
He didn't throw an official. He pushed one out of the direction of the pile. He moved him.
He literally moved him. Yeah.
He moved him.
Which is fine. The guy was like, hey, yeah, better get punched. You're on ice, so he didn't move much.
Well, you got to remember, there's no shoulder pads on officials, or, you know, I do know some officials that, and, you know, some seasons when I played, I never wore elbow pads either. So I can tell you right now, you take an elbow pad straight to the throat on a cockback of a punch, it's going to hurt.
Just don't get in there. That's fight and let them go.
Yeah, like, and then let them go on the ground. But that is the ruling in the NHL and the AHL, and Sam can probably help me with this, in the ECHL and everything as well. They hit the ice, you got to step.
Steve Fuentes says, refs suck always.
I'm going to ignore that comment.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that one. Eric Moore chimes in, the bad calls are pretty much going past NHL right now. It's going to the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. There has been more bad calls than usual. If you really want to get down into like the nitty gritty here, we're getting pretty long. We're almost an hour and a half. But
I think what it is, you know,
shareholders controlling the game.
And it's even worse in the NFL and college. College football, NFL and college football. You got what, 8 officials on the field?
Yeah, there's a flag every play. You can't touch anybody. Like, dude, first week. This is every year, and I think it's hilarious. It should be turned into a drinking game. The first week of college football, when you watch Notre Dame, the first fucking.
That button's going to get worn the hell out.
Yeah, it is. It's not going to be blue for a while. First week of Notre Dame football, first half of the game, there's more flags than I've seen in an entire season of college football.
It's like that's the first 2 weeks of any.
Let's say, hey, football. We're here. Remember, we're here. Just remember, we're here. Like,
yeah.
15 yards.
Well, also what it is, and I've noticed it, every year, and with the NFL with preseason, a lot of false starts, a lot of offsides. Why? Because the guys are rusty with the clock. With
touching the quarterback, you're not allowed to touch quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I will fart in your general direction, roughing the passer.
What are you going to do? Like, get him off the field then.
Put him in a bubble.
What is he playing for? Yeah.
Oh, the NFL's already doing that. I mean, the NFL.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Pro Bowl game's now flag football.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, that is what the NFL has become. The NFL has become a bunch of pansy asses. You can hit me on that one.
I'll take that one.
But the problem is, and like I said, the NFL Pro Bowl now is flag football.
That's sad. It's a sad sad thing.
And people are still going to watch it. Why do you want to watch a bunch of grown-ass NFL professional players running around with flags on?
Sad.
Pathetic.
Let's get on the top shelf. You understand why?
He gone.
Top shelf is brought to you by Hangman Brewing. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com. Check out what Brad's doing over there while he's there. I can't believe I didn't send this. Here we go. Check this out. It's coming to you. I got a comment anyway. Wait till you see that. Eric Moore says NFL Pro Bowl is flag football. Yeah, that's sad. It's not gonna be hard to get rid of that one.
Just shit. Wow. I don't care. I'm taking it.
I know. Okay.
I'm taking it.
Top shelf. I got my boy.
Oh, right. God.
Number 10th. They need the kill to come up big here. Paling takes that puck to center. Tries to get a step on Hughes. Paling holds, waits, then centers on front. Anthony, save, rebound, he scores! How about that for the penalty kill coming through? Garnet Hathaway with a shorty, and the Flyers are back up by 3-4-1. And how about the speed of Paling to set that up?
But then the penalty kill does a job. Paling, the speed, the chip, skate to open ice, and then he makes a play. And Hathaway, who's robbed initially, stays right with it. And
Do you think he's happy about that?
No,
as he's a former Flyer, because if you see the video, you see him. He's kind of just like, "All right, guys, let's go."
Well, but it's not his first L that he's taken from the Flyers. You know, he was with the Penguins. He was with Arizona.
No, he was with them when we beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, true.
Back
in October.
Yeah, you gotta like that. Like I said, like you said, didn't think that Hathaway was gonna. You know, I'm not. You know, I just almost did it again. I gotta. Not pooping on you. That's assault.
Nasty.
That's pretty gross. But yeah, I mean, to see, not even just that's part of the win that we had against them. It's great to see us going up against, you know, actual contenders and just throwing it down. And like I said, tonight will be a test that they're not playoff bound, but they're a hungry team trying to now all the teams that are underneath of, you know, the mark are just trying to throw the teams off that are, you know, going for the playoffs here. And the problem is that it could happen. If we lose two games this week, it could put us down. If we lose three games, obviously it'll put us down. We'll lose one, it drops a little bit, but I don't want to be in a wild card spot.
No,
I don't want, I'll take it, but I don't want it. I don't want it.
It's not where we want to be. It's not
where we deserve to be.
But it's like I said, though, you know, I did say it, as close as 2, 3, and 4 are in the Met, it's like, oof. And then, you know, if you take a loss,
I would take first wild card slot. I would do that. But I'm not. I don't want to be on the outside. Almost on the outside looking.
I'm not on the outside of that bubble.
And if I hear one more person say, "Oh, the Flyers are just playing good hockey," or "Why can't it just be the Flyers are good?" I got this far. The year's over. We're going to be in January tomorrow. Yeah, they're playing good.
Yeah, I mean, you got an all-star game, which is roughly the halfway point. That's in a month. February, like 1st through the 3rd.
Man, we're not going.
Toronto.
Is that Toronto
in February?
Hell no. Well, plus, I mean,
you got to get a passport.
I was talking to my father-in-law about it. I was like, "Oh, man, we're going to go. You're going to come with us." And he's like, "Jess, do you understand how much it costs to get a passport down? And then how much it's going to."
I don't think passports are that expensive.
But just the time period of getting it.
It's over 30 days to get it, which we're not in that spectrum.
I don't even think they're taking the applications anymore. So I'll get a draft.
Yes.
Dude, you can't pass that up. I don't know, dude. We might think about that.
I guess I'll have to start saving.
The draft, dude. Yeah, we could all go.
I'll have to
save. Nah, we could all go. Put a kitty together. Old cities. Come on. Anyway, final thought here. Let's get moving here.
Final thought. I'm going to keep it short, sweet, simple. Let's go, Flyers. Happy New Year.
Better be Happy New Year.
Well, I don't know how much more shorter and blunt I can get.
Yeah. Chris says $300-ish for a passport.
Holy.
And then
shiitake.
And it takes about 4 to 6 months to get one. And he would know because we've been talking about it.
Well, guess what? Thank God Skyler's in Toronto.
The Brent's in Toronto too.
Thank God for him too. Yeah,
we have both. But I have to go for them to go. Well, that might be different. We might be able to figure that out.
I was gonna say you could probably swing something like that. I
would hope so. But with that being said, that's the last episode of Flyers Alley for actually it's probably the last show on the network until next year. I haven't heard anyone going live, and I'm sure everyone's watching the Eagles right now.
I didn't even.
They need to switch their timing because this is my time slot. Okay.
This is my time. What are you? Goonies. This is my time.
Listen, whoever this dude is, Montco Fly Guy on Twitter, is stroking us off like crazy.
21-13.
Saying, I just saw something earlier. Him saying, WIP needs to F off and someone else needs to take over.
I saw that and he tagged it in and I was like, really, dude?
Hey, bring it on. Bring it on. The
FCC would have our hand.
Well, then we would have to. We would have to stop. We don't have to stop here. It'd be different. Eric Moore says, let's go Flyers. Happy New Year. Great to see the Flyers are doing good this year. Love it. And he says he's not watching the Eagles. And with that being said, make sure you go to all of our socials and like our like page and join the Flyers Alley group, the Old City Sports Network Facebook group. Like us all, follow us on Twitter, Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram. Now we're live on there, so that's pretty cool. At Flyers Alley. Go to our YouTube, subscribe, Old City Sports Network. And make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast, articles, and merch. Use promo code LFG10 for 10% off site-wide. And that was the last episode of Flyers Alley for 2023. We'll see you guys hopefully next Sunday. Maybe not Corey.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see you guys.